The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is by leveraging social media. And the best place to leverage your social media is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000. Even 500,000 followers. No, you don't need to be a gorgeous fitness model. No, you don't have to be great on camera. It is easier than ever to grow your Instagram account, but you need to understand how. It's not that difficult. In fact, you're probably wasting so much time on Instagram right now, and we want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. I invite you to join us. We have a monthly membership. It's insane. It is the best priced training, mentorship on the interwebs, if I do say so myself. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple. And we look forward to seeing you on our next live training. Hey, what's going on? Thanks so much for joining us here on Build Your Tribe. This is a Quick Tip Tuesday. And as you can probably already tell, I'm recording this from my phone in the car. No special audio equipment. I'm just using my iPhone, and I'm using the voice memo app. I'm holding the phone. I always like to describe this so that you know you don't have to have special equipment. It's really the content that matters. This is an episode where actually both Brock and I are both on our phones using the voice memo app. So we started having a conversation back and forth about Instagram Reels and TikTok and like the trends that we've started to notice, the things that we're starting to find annoying, and like also Brock working closely with the creative team at Instagram, just some of the intel that he has. And just for our own sake, talking about like, what do you think is next? And what does it look like for that person who's like, oh man, I just feel like I've figured out Reels and you're telling me it's going to change again. So hopefully in this episode, you'll hear a little bit from both of our perspectives, which are slightly different. The type of content that he posts and the type of content that I post, it is slightly different. Brock is definitely more niched at the moment. Brock has a couple of different accounts. They're all very niched. I have, let's see, I think 8 different Instagram accounts. I know that sounds crazy, so let me just be very clear and say that we both have virtual assistants who help us with a lot of those accounts. For our own personal accounts, though, we tend to create all the content. Brock is very, very niched. He's only posting content about how to grow your Instagram. I'm in a different season, a different stage of my career. I'm not necessarily trying to, you know, just become known for something. And I hope this doesn't come across the wrong way, but like, I've already achieved that level of notoriety. Like, once you become known, then you have a little bit more permission to delve into other areas. And I've achieved that. So I don't have to focus so much on growing my personal brand. I'm more focused today on growing other brands within our Team Johnson umbrella. Anyways, I say all that to help you have some context around why and how it is we both post a little differently. And I think, and I hope that serves many of you because, you know, you're all at different stages and you're going to be at a different stage, different season, etc. Anyways, in this episode, what we did is Brock and I were just like chatting back and forth via voice memo. And I said, we should just upload this and let people hear our take on it. So enjoy. Hey, so I don't know how you're feeling about Reels right now and TikTok, but I feel like there's a major shift. And again, I don't know if this is my algorithm. Your algorithm is probably different than mine on TikTok. But on TikTok, I don't see trending content anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like where it's like everyone using the same done song. I mean, you're still seeing like, oh no, oh no, oh no, no, no. Like I'm still seeing that one. But for the most part, I'm seeing people teaching or showing or demonstrating or telling a story, and it's original content, which I freaking love. Listen, you and I, you know, we teach reels, and I love that it's given people just an easy way to just copy the trend and look at this. It just went viral for me, and people have had like crazy immediate success, which I think is an awesome thing, especially for people who are like, I'm not creative. I'm not great on camera. I don't want to do this. It broke them in. It's like a perfect on-ramp. But I don't know what you're thinking. I just think we need to teach people, especially who are using reels, how to get ahead of this trend. Because if they try to hang on to just posting trending audios, I think they're going to get left behind. What are your thoughts?
I totally agree. I think I see a little bit more trending content than you do. And I think that might also be because I create a little bit more trending, already existing audio content than you do. And I think definitely on TikTok, I've noticed a trend even in late 2021 that there's more educational content and more of this story content and less content that's already existing audios and already existing trends, a lot more original audios being created. And actually, speaking with the creators team at Instagram, this was something that they predicted that would be a trend for 2022, which is basically that trends and audios and sounds like this are becoming less of a focal point or less of a popular thing that just everyone's doing and they're just crushing and working for everyone. But I totally agree that trends were a great way to get everyone's foot in the door and get everyone learning to use reels and practicing their reels and creating reels. And now the next step in that creation is learning to make your own original content, your own original reels, learning to do the hooks, transitions, the quick cuts, learning to be an effective storyteller, a good teacher, a communicator, someone who can, you know, share points and tips and advice and those kinds of things. And I think that that's definitely the next step in this whole reel trend, TikTok, you know, space, even YouTube shorts. I think that that's the next step for all of these kinds of content.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that a lot of people are probably feeling a little discouraged. Like, dang it, this was so easy and it was working and I liked it and it was actually fun and I didn't have to be creative. But yet at the same time, I was able to create this creative content just using somebody else's trending audio and lip syncing it. Finally, the dancing thing kind of went away. I mean, some people are still dancing, but it's less, way less of that. And isn't it crazy how quickly that kind of disappeared? And now everyone's lip syncing, right? And I think when the dancing was really popular, everyone's like, more dancing, you know what I mean? And now people are like, more lip syncing. So if for those people who are feeling overwhelmed and like, oh no, what am I going to create now? This was working for me. I think you need to understand you can still look at what very creative people are doing and use that as a template. I know for myself personally, I'm creating, for me, that using a lip sync isn't working at all. Like, it just does not work on my page at all. Works great on yours, it doesn't on mine. Mine, I need original content. However, I'm still looking at other creators who are creating original content, and I'm using what they're doing as a template. I might be telling my own story, and it's my own words, etc., but I'm paying attention to, like, okay, their video was 30 seconds. They started with a hook. They kind of cut out or edited out the pauses. They were doing something while they're telling the story. So I'm still using trending content. It's just my own audio. So I'm curious what your take is on that and how you think we can help people to kind of see what other people are doing in terms of creating their own content and how they can look at it and go like, okay, I can just plug in my own information. That's my first question to you. My second question is, it's kind of the elephant in the room. Does this mean that anyone who's really going to crush it in social, short form video specifically, they need to learn how to at least do some decent video editing using a phone app?
So I'm actually going to answer your questions in reverse order. First of all, yes, absolutely. I think that every creator, every business owner either needs to A, learn how to use the smartphone editing apps, learn how to use InShot and iMovie and Video Leap. I know those are some of our favorite video editing apps. They got to learn to use those and edit their content themselves fast and easy. Either that, or they're going to have to hire someone who can do it quickly and easily for them. But either way, absolutely, I think a necessary skill now, and I think it's actually been a necessary skill for the last few years, but now more than ever, for business owners and creators and people just trying to grow online, is the ability to create engaging, short-form, vertical content. Because think about it, we're all on our phones all day long, right? I mean, even like you and I right now, we're just having a conversation and we're on our phones. Sure, it's not a phone call, but we're on our phones all day long. We're consuming content on our phones, even like YouTube and TV and things that are traditionally watched on TV screens, monitors, and computer screens. They're now being watched on phones, vertically, on mobile devices. So the ability to create engaging, vertical content is huge. So yes, absolutely. That's the first part of your question. And then to answer your first question, I absolutely agree. And I've been doing the same thing where I have certain creators who I might not be replicating the audios that they're using and immediately recreating the trends that they've done, but I'm learning from the content that they're making. So I think of like, this is Virginia Kerr and her skits and how quick cut she does. Like I know you mentioned, you know, like those quick cutting videos where they cut out any pauses or even the, you know, breathing in, they cut that out. She does a great job of that. And so I follow her and I learn that from her. I think of a guy like Jamie Brindle, who does really, really simple yet powerful looping videos. His videos, he kind of, again, plays characters. And like one character is himself, the expert. And the other character is like a potential client or customer that he's working with. And in most of his videos, he just like asks himself a question and he answers it. And he does it in a really tasteful loop. And it's kind of showing his expertise, but it's engaging. It's getting people to watch. So absolutely, I'm watching what people are doing and I am creating my own vertical video content with inspiration from them. And I'm also, here's a huge thing I've been doing recently, is taking some of my previously performing content that is performing well, you know, like the reels that did well, the carousels that did well, and I'm just turning those into my own original versions. So rather than a trending reel about how, you know, your reel flops and then you're like upset or sad or whatever, I'm just turning that into my own original audio. Or I'm taking a text post or a carousel about 7 tips to increase your engagement, and I'm turning that into my own original audio spoken reel or TikTok. So absolutely, I think that this is huge. This is the next step. And I think, you know, people, like you said, they got sick of the dancing and then they got sick of the lip syncing. And now the new thing is everyone creating their own original content and videos and audios and doing their own education and storytelling. I think that this is the next wave of vertical video content on social media.
All right, I hope you really enjoyed that version. You have to let us know, okay? So hit us up on Instagram, send us a direct message, and let us know if you like this style of episode for Build Your Tribe. We can do more of it. Give us a topic, in fact, that you'd like to hear us go back and forth on, because that was really fun, really easy, and a great way for us to share our two different perspectives all in one episode. It is our goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and be done. We are done. Thanks for being here.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. For Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.